At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? We choose freedom. The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win.
I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The golfer Rory McIlroy has arrived in Paris for the Olympic Games to take his place as part of the Irish team. But he's been scrupulous about his nationality not being Irish or indeed British, but Northern Irish. It's just that at the moment our politics and perhaps our thinking doesn't accommodate that. So are there many people like Rory McIlroy? Trevor Ringland is a former Irish rugby international and a member of the Northern Ireland Conservative Party. Good afternoon, Trevor.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Surveys have been done in Northern Ireland, and quite a significant amount of people would tend to identify as Northern Irish rather than necessarily as British or Irish.
Yes, I think people here, increasingly, people are seeing themselves as Northern Irish. But we're also more complex than that. We actually mix and match between Irish and British, and then there's the Ulster dimension, and then there's the European dimension as well. And then we're part of a Commonwealth of over 3 billion people around the world. So we sort of mix and match as appropriate. And sport actually is one way that shows that better than other things.
Yeah. And so, but is it in the way, because I suppose in a way, so it can often be a zero-sum game in Northern Ireland. You're one thing or the other, and people would insist that. And that whole joke about, are you a Protestant atheist or a Catholic atheist? Is there room for that kind of...
I think that's part of the problem. There's too simplistic an analysis made of Northern Ireland. Seamus Heaney put it well one time. He said, two pockets are easy carried and one I stand in between. And Michael Longley's wife, Edna, she described Northern Ireland as a sort of cultural conduit between the rest of these islands and the rest of this island. And for many people here, we recognise those different influences upon us, you know, and we have that character that can mix and match. And too many around the world and from outside of here try to apply a very simple definition of a simplistic approach to who we are. We're either one or the other. We're two communities. You know, we're one community of many parts, I think, would be the way a lot of us would be more comfortably prepared to be seen. And I think, you know, there's a definition which I hate being applied, which is CNR, which is Catholic Nationalist Republican, and PUL, Protestant Unionist or Loyalist. And it's nearly insulting because we actually are far more complex. And this place here, it enjoys that diversity, and increasingly our young people are seeing themselves as embracing all the different aspects of it, and part of that is seeing themselves as being Northern Irish, because it reflects a term that covers that diversity that we have here.
Mm. And the fact that you know, that kind of binary opposition, is that enforced on Northern Ireland, or is it a view of Northern Ireland that perhaps comes from the South more than is an actual reflection of what's going on within Northern Ireland?
Well, it's certainly there in the South, but it's also elsewhere as well. And we come here thinking we're just these two communities that are totally at odds with each other. But what they tend to forget is that during the worst of times, there was a group of people, a significant group of people, and I would say the vast majority, who said, we're not going to go where the extremes want to take us. And we actually want to live with our neighbour, and we want to live with them in peace and enjoy the prosperity of this place. And actually, the Northern Life and Times survey, which you don't hear the statistic anywhere, but so I think it's about 78% of people are happy enough, and only 5% of people aren't with the sort of constitutional position. And I sort of, you know, using the rugby analogy, I say we're sort of
happily separate but love getting together.
Mm.
There's over 200 All-Ireland bodies, which already exist, covering a whole range of things, many of which are sports. There's business relationships, and there's other relationships like it, and friendships that we've built up over the years. Like, I remember my business head on, a solicitor from Cork, being put through to me by my secretary, and it was a young girl, and my secretary didn't take her name. And her opening line to me was, "My boss wants to know, are you one of those rugby wingers that now looks like a prop?" And without asking where she was from or who her boss was, I said, "You tell your boss from me that he's a hooker that always looked like a prop." And I hadn't seen her boss in about 30 years, but we had a friendship playing for Irish universities and playing Munster against Ulster years ago. And we know each other's character and we know each other's humour. And those sort of friendships that we create through sport and through other things, they exist and continue on. And to put us into simple boxes is something the extremes like, because they work on that simplicity of one against the other.
Mm.
But we're actually far more complex than that. And sport is a really good example. Rory McIlroy, Rory, he supports the Northern Ireland football team. He supports the Irish rugby team. He supports the Ulster rugby team. He's happily British. He's happily Irish. And he plays in the Ryder Cup and he plays for Europe. And what Rory really wants to do is represent all the people of this island, of Northern Ireland and of these islands. And I think we certainly wish him well. And in the Olympics, it's actually a strange thing because Shane Lowry's representing us all as well, I think. And in the Olympics, we have 38 competitors from Northern Ireland. I think 32 of them are competing for Team Ireland and 6 of them are competing for Team GB in Northern Ireland. And we're actually represented by them all. And if we relax about that, we enjoy the success of all of them and we enjoy the success of their other team members as well.
It's often striking if you drive from Belfast to Dublin or Dublin to Belfast, you can't see where the border is. Especially if you were a tourist arriving here, you go, it doesn't feel like two different countries. So that... Yeah. Is this a kind of a constructive ambiguity, if you like?
No, I think Northern Ireland exists, and most of us that live here really love the place and love the people, and whatever that diversity is, the character of the people here is recognised by those who come here and visit as being generally friendly. We know the dark side, and we know how to manage that dark side. And we're trying certainly to ensure it never emerges again. But we have a character. It is a diverse character. It's shaped by history. It's shaped by our experiences. There's a heavy Ulster Scots influence here, which people tend to forget. And there's a strong Gaelic tradition here as well. And many of us take success. I'm just at lunchtime there discussing with a friend of mine who loves Gaelic and who loved watching both All Ireland finals and thinks they're great games, and that's what most of us enjoy, the success of the likes of Armagh, and see it as success for all of us. And we're also
Jump in there and say I'm from Galway, so I didn't enjoy that one bit. Thank you very much.
But I remember years ago, I've actually left the Northern Ireland Conservatives, I remember years ago, and I was involved with the Ulster Unionist Party, and I think Tyrone were going through to the All-Ireland final at that time. And I said, look, let's put a press release out saying good luck to Tyrone in the All-Ireland final. So we did that. And the word came back that we had alienated all the others in Ulster GAA by lending our support to Tyrone. You know, which shows you can't win. The Down supporters weren't happy.
Yeah.
But Danny Murphy, who used to be the chief executive of Ulster GAA, and he said when Down plays, I want them to represent all the people, and I want all the people of Down to support them. And that's those simple gestures that actually pull out the best in people. Because if somebody wants you to support them, generally you will support them and you will lend them your support. And so it's a simple gesture. And yes, we know there are issues there that need to be tackled, but those things are part of the evolution of this place and will be tackled over time. But we'll do it as friends. That's the key thing.
Yeah. So is it, could you go one go so far as to say that now or perhaps in the future, Northern Ireland has a political expression rather than, the traditional either British political expression or Irish political expression?
I think that that has to come out more. I think, you know, we went through a very difficult time, and in 1998, certainly my generation, I campaigned for the agreement. We took a decision to try and make sure that what happened never happens again. And I think we realised, I think Seamus Mallon put it very well. He said, our shared home place. And this is the place we live in. This is the place we live in with our neighbours. And we have to try and make sure it works socially and economically. And I think there does need to be a sort of political dimension that brings that out. I do have a constitutional preference. I like being part of the United Kingdom. But I really enjoy being part of the island of Ireland as well, and enjoying the likes of Irish rugby and so many other ways in which we can work together and cooperate. I love visiting the whole spectrum of Ireland. It's in West Cork, which is a beautiful part of the world. Donegal, everybody here has their own special place in Donegal that they love. But we also love this place that we live in, and we love our history, and we love the people that represent us in so many things, such as sport and culture and the arts, and enjoy both Seamus Heaney and the likes of Michael Longley and Snow Patrol and Van Morrison. And businesses that come here also say, you know, the people are one of the things that sells it for them. And we're actually doing okay at the minute. And you mightn't hear that too often. It's hard to get that message onto the airwaves. But as a people, for what we've been through, we're doing okay and steady as she goes. And the All-Ireland relations, you know, let's keep them going. I think Micheál Martin shows a maturity in thinking around all this that others should listen to down south. And what we do with the future, we take a risk with the future by building good relations. We don't know where it'll go, but it'll go as friends rather than the history of the past. And certainly what we have to do is those who try to say that what happened was somehow justified and somehow necessary. Because, you know, 100 years ago, the Irish rugby team continued to play while Ireland was partitioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Different ways of relations.
That is true. There was. Trevor, would given what happened in the recent elections, and there was, again, lots of talk about border polls, would you view that as being particularly unhelpful?
I think it is unhelpful. I think particularly because it ignores the facts. You know, as I said, the Northern Ireland 2023 Northern Ireland Life and Times survey, 78-80% of people are happy enough.
Mm.
5% aren't. I think consistently the polls show that those who would be inclined to vote for constitutional change would be 35% to 40% of the vote, and 60% are quite happy with the status quo. And actually, when you look at it and you look at what's been achieved at the minute, the fact that there are so many all-island relations and between these islands, I think to upset something like what we have at the minute, you know, you have to make sure that it's something that's going to be far more attractive, both socially and economically, and because we're actually doing okay at the minute and things are settling down here. I think people are relaxed about the All-Ireland relations as well. And so the whole concept of John Hume's united people, you know, there are so many examples of where that's actually being achieved. And so the model I think for the foreseeable future that's best is happily separate but love getting together.
Yeah.
And it's slightly at arm's length, but it actually works. And as I say, just keep building relationships and it'll go wherever it goes. But, you know, it's part of the UK and Ireland as well. And the relations between these islands is absolutely vital.
Yeah,
and we look around the world today and we see so much chaos around. And what we have here is something that can actually say, well, look, out of this chaos of the past, we can build something that's constructive, something that's stable, something that's peaceful. And to me, one of the key things is that we value each other's children as if they are our own.
Yeah.
And we want all of them to succeed. And, you know, suddenly there was no TV cameras at it, but last week, Peace Players, an organisation I'm involved with that works in West Bank and in Israel as well, we had the children from the interfaces, the most difficult areas of Belfast, playing together. They're playing rugby, football and Gaelic in the game of three halves. This idea came from a youth convener from Knock Presbyterian Church in Belfast, and the fourth half being community relations. And those kids, you know, were playing together. Their parents were allowing it to happen. The community was allowing it to happen. And and it shows what's possible. And it works under the motto that those that play together can learn to live together.
A game of three halves is a brilliant title for many things, I would have thought. Trevor, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Trevor England there, the former Irish rugby international.
Moncrief on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.